Saudi Arabia's ongoing war has turned Yemeni children into the most vulnerable population in the country. Many children have been killed, bereaved or displaced in airstrikes, which have also been targeting schools and educational centers, among other civilian sites. Now, the United Nations Children's Fund is warning of a rise in education deprivation in Yemen.
It's been more than 2.5 years of conflict in Yemen. And this protracted conflict has really affected the education of children. With more than 2 million children out of school, more than 1,600 schools partially or completely destroyed, education is on the brink. Now we have a situation where more than 70% of the teachers in Yemen have not received salary since the last 1 year.
The Saudi war have added to the already long list of threats facing Yemeni children by paralyzing the country's health sector. Yemen remains plagued by a cholera outbreak.
We are seeing almost 4,000 cases, suspected cases of cholera, every single day. A quarter of these are children. The reasons for these are the 2.5 years of conflict, high rates of malnutrition among children, and the collapsing health, water and sanitation system.
Experts say international assistance for Yemen has been hampered due to Saudi Arabia's blockade on the country. The UN says the situation in Yemen is one of the worst humanitarian crises in the world.
We have over 2 million children in Yemen suffering from acute malnutrition. Every 10 minutes, we have one child dying from preventable causes.
The UN is calling for the international community to stand strong in supporting Yemeni people, stressing the need for a peaceful resolution to the conflict in the country. Experts say blacklisting Saudi Arabia as a child killer is not enough, while Yemeni children face multiple life-threatening risks. Even those who survive Saudi direct bombardment lose their lives from preventable diseases due to the Riyadh's Kremlin blockade. Experts have issued an appeal to the global community to save Yemeni children and what remains of the country's future. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.